movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus Ram. My name is Thomas Scambill. I'm the host of the show, and it's brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. Welcome this afternoon. Middle of the week we are. A family tonight, today, this afternoon. I'm going to continue with what I was talking about, how they're attacking the family. It is the cornerstone of their agenda to take down the American family. Well, to take down the families, period. People don't realize that the family structure is so fundamental for this world to operate. They have no idea, but the social engineers of the Illuminati, they do. The Jesuits are the hitmen of your Roman Catholic Church to destroy the very family they preach to. Everything will tell you today is fact. Here's what you do. First of all, don't believe a word I say. No, do not believe a word I say. Pull up another pane, they call it, in your computer thing. You got the pane that you're listening to me on my website or on TalkStream Live. Do go to TalkStreamLive.com, TalkStreamLive.com. Find my little old picture. Click it, and then click on the little bar to the right of it, and let's see how we do today. But by the same token, you can listen to it on TalkStream Live, or click my picture, you go into my website and listen to it there, my broadcast. If you're listening to it on TalkStream Live with your media player window that comes up, and then it puts you on your window player or whatever it is that you use, it will end the talk stream live about 3 minutes till. I'll still probably keep on talking, so I'll be talking on my website. till, you know, 6 o'clock or 6:01 there, give or take. If it does, click off in the middle of a sentence on TalkStream Live. But when you pull up one pane, go down to the bottom left-hand corner in your computer and pull up a second pane. So you got two going on. Minimize them. You got two side-by-side. Two different windows, or they call them. And on one, you can listen, either TalkStream Live or my website, whatever you want. And the other one, when I say something like Synagogue of Satan, or I talk about some agenda or a name you don't know, plug it in the URL, or I mean the search bar, and go find it while I'm talking. Go ahead and say, I don't believe what he's saying is true. And then plug it up and see if it is or not, right, while I'm talking. It might take you 10 seconds to pull up a name, pull up a whatever. Test it, try it, push it. Family, the idea is for you to obtain the knowledge yourself. Don't believe anything you hear on radio. Don't believe anything you hear on TV or what you read in the newspaper. And that pretty much is literal, because the Council of Foreign Relations controls all your media. Since really 1921, Council of Foreign Relations, and technically since 1915, according to congressional testimony, according to congressional records, J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers in his study on how to control the media. Now, why would he do that? Anyway, he did. And they bought out 25 of the major newspapers in 1915. And ever since then, from 1915 to 1921, J.P. Morgan supplied editors to each of the 25 newspapers that bowed down to the Illuminati and put in there what they wanted and controlled the news then. 1921, Rockefellers created, along with the Rothschilds, the Council of Foreign Relations, CFR, that controls our American policy worldwide since 1921. Council of Foreign Relations, with quotes, dates, names. The CFR is, in fact, responsible for every single dead American at Arlington Cemetery. Fact. And the Jesuits are behind it. That takes it then back to the Civil War. According to Lincoln, who was assassinated by the murdering Jesuits, because he started exposing them too early. Now, to me, that's quite impacting to know that the policy of the Council of Foreign Relations is responsible for every grave at Arlington Cemetery. Every single dead American you can attribute to the Council of Foreign Relations, beginning in 1921, and before that was your own Illuminati here in America, before even 1921. Carnegie Peace Foundation studied on how to control people. In 1909, they came up with a conclusion, war, and that's when they started with World War I. So by the end of 1917, 1918, now is about the time they created the Council of Foreign Relations, and for every dead American from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from then on, is based on the policy of the Council of Foreign Relations. To create the war, to do the killing. It has nothing to do with rights, fighting for freedom, none of that. Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud. I call him Sigmund Fraud. Fact. They're avatars. They are members of the Illuminati. Satanist. Absolutely. Look it up as I'm talking. Coined the word fight for freedom. The family structure made sure that we had men and women that would fight for freedom, say the allegiance to the flag, and we're going to fight for our... And we were lied to. Lied to. Confirmed by Major General Smedley D. Butler. 3-time Medal of Honor winner during the Banana Wars and World War I. Realized what was happening. He wrote War is a Racket in 1932. Read it. It'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you from a man who's a real general, not the fake generals they got today, that belong to the Council of Foreign Relations. I can't just tell you something that impacting without giving you some evidence, and then we'll dedicate the broadcast. As in World War II, the Chicago Tribune did, during the period of 1950, they escaped this control, and they had some honest journalists that got out good articles in the late 40s, early 50s. One of those articles came out in Chicago Tribune editorial on December the 9th, 1950, in Tragedy and Hope, Quigley, page 92. If you can find the microfiche or whatever, that'd be interesting to find this article. Actually find it on some library somewhere. But Carol Quigley talks about it in Tragedy and Hope, page 92, and is dated December the 9th, 1950. He refers to it. Carol Quigley influenced Bill Clinton. Carol Quigley, Harvard, was up front, but he didn't see any problem in bringing it all out, the truth. But he didn't do it for benevolent reasons. He did it because he was arrogant. But he brought the truth out in Tragedy and Hope. He said, why not tell the truth? We own it anyway. That was the attitude he had. It said, and I quote, the members of the council, it's 1950, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that would be World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War. Unquote. And General Douglas MacArthur, in his diary, in his memoirs, he said, and I quote, the possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet, and 7th Fleet was American Navy, the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize, that means blockade, to neutralize Formosa, that was Taiwan, is Taiwan, before Formosa back then, which in effect protected Red China mainland from the attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of a 500,000 men, unquote. What does that mean? That means Chiang Kai-shek of the Free Chinese wanted their land back from the communists that we supported and funded by order of the Jesuits to the Council of Foreign Relations. They wanted their free land back in Red China in 1950. But America, under the control, it's not just America, no. It's control of the Vatican, control of the Illuminati, control of the monarchy, this colony called America. USA Incorporated. Under our misguidance that we were fighting for freedom and trying to stop communism when they were funding it and trying to get it started to fulfill the vacuum left by the alleged destruction of fascism and Nazism, which was a lie because 5 years before Korea, we brought the Nazis to the United States, 10,000 of them. We just brought Nazism to America. Have communism over in Europe. That's exactly what happened. Now you understand when I say the Council of Foreign Relations is responsible for 90%, we'll say 90% because considering World War I, it was already going on, before the CFR murders. And then the Civil War was funded by the Jesuits, but they're all connected. CFR wasn't formed then, but the same darn people. Family line, anyway. So they're responsible for the murders, the death of our soldiers in World War II. All of World War II. All of it. Every death. And civilians. Europe is the cause of it. The Jesuits, the Vatican, the monarchy, the Illuminati, the Knights of Malta, the secret societies. They're the ones causing the death, pretending to be Americans and patriots, and they're liars. Lying to their own initiates in their own secret societies. Chiang Kai-shek wanted their land back, but the Vatican said no. America, put your 7th Fleet in blockade Chiang Kai-shek. MacArthur confirms this. A North Korean general confirms this. Admiral Sharp talks about Vietnam, how they planned that to fail on purpose. Family, do you understand what I'm saying here? Now, y'all can run away from it if you want to, but this is what you're dealing with, and the same goes for Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Korea, all the same for the New World Order. It's never been about rights and freedom and all that stuff. That's been used. So now, after 1950, the next war they're preparing for would be World War III between Islam, by design, since 1870, and Zionism, by design, since 1850s, 1870s. Oh, yeah, Albert Pike planned it. So 1945 on, they knew it would be peacetime, meaning without world war. But they would have little wars along the way, sure. So here's the point. Point is, that's when they started the destruction of the family because they no longer needed that family structure. I've been dancing around it for several weeks now, trying to show you that the destruction of the family is their ace in the hole. Now, what do I mean exactly by destruction of the family? That's what we're going to talk about between now and Friday. And let me give you a little hint. The most disastrous, most evil, the most influential program they've ever launched for destruction of the United States in ways that it blows your mind when I cover it this week is the feminist movement. And the ones involved in the feminist movement don't even know. They have no idea that the feminist movement was designed to destroy the family. You destroy the family, you destroy the country. I've got the slam dunk, irrefutable evidence that I can throw at you that it will not be refuted. You can try, but you will fail. And that's nothing saying I'm great or not. It just means I've done the research that anybody can do and should have been doing, but we've been misled. All of us. Vladimir Lenin, a student of the Illuminati, goes back. He studied even Adam Weishaupt. Vladimir Lenin, 1904. He said, destroy the family, you destroy the country, unquote. I'm not making any of this up. I'm giving you evidence. I'm giving you names, dates, quotes, places, locations that you can find yourself. I'm going to talk about that today. And the other little bit I'm going to give you today is this war in heaven that they're talking about. And all this is connected. Every bit of it is connected. I'm going to tell you why today, the destruction of the family is so important. Abortion, feminist movement, the same-sex marriage, the Homestead Law, just a multitude of these events, orders, movements are designed to destroy the family, to destroy the country, to destroy the country, to subjugate it under the North American Union, to divide this colony called United States of America Incorporated, and divide the they're going to divide the colony. We're not a country. We never have been. We're a colony getting ready to be divided among countries. Whoo, I bet you didn't know that one, did you? If I go for put my name in for governor to go be elected for governor, I don't think I'd get it, do you? I don't think I would. Matter of fact, I'd be lucky to be kept in this colony called America Incorporated. They got to say in the Pledge of Allegiance to a colony, to a corporation. I'm not anti-American. I'm anti-lion is what I am, because I've done my share. And I repented and asked God to forgive me of my lying and cheating and cohorting and all this. I said, Lord, I need some help because I can't do it myself. I said, I need help, Lord. And he gave me some help. He had to take me down first. And he did. Be careful what you wish for. You're going to get it. He wised me up. Sometimes you fall. Sometimes you make some mistakes, misjudgments, etc. Sometimes you fall back and you backslide. But he knows your heart. You got to stay with him. You're going to make mistakes. Lord, I made so many. My basket's so full. I got to use a trailer just to carry it around. Now I got rid of it because he forgave me of sins. He forgives me and mine. He can forgive anybody. Family, that's where your solution is. That's the only solution, four-star general. But you got to go a step further, boy. You got to renounce a blood oath and get your head out of the clouds and put it back on earth where it belongs. Because you've destroyed your own family. You're the head. You're the destruction of your own family and the damnation of your children. Because you took a blood oath against God when you became a Knight of Malta, when you talk and brief the Council of Foreign Relations. One more thing before I dedicate the broadcast. Around the 5th of... Is it the 5th? No. I believe it's the 6th. Of the 6th of August. Partially. You know that a U.S. top major general was killed the other day and wounded, other troops wounded in Afghanistan attack. Did you all know that? They killed a major general. Do you know that the ISIS, Al-Qaeda, is controlled by this? No doubt about it. Evidence I presented this past week with their own words from the Council of Foreign Relations, Hillary, Billy Bob Clinton herself, Brzezinski, other evidence from other reports that we funded Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is an alleged ISIS. We control them all with Pakistani intelligence, ISI, Iranian intelligence, Saudi, Russian. They all work together, family. They're a bunch of liars from Putin working with Obama behind the scenes. They all together. You understand this? And they act outside of their, in the news media. Well, recently, there it is, the U.S. Army to force out 550 majors, to force them out. Now, if I'm not mistaken here, aren't we heading toward World War III, between Russia and China and America and NATO? Again, since we're going to do that in 1999 in June, thanks to old Wesley Powderpuff Clark, general, another failure. Sorry, got to call it what it is. He's a Rhodes Scholar. It means he works for the Illuminati. People follow these kind of people. Boykin, Rick Joyner. These are all Knights of Malta, Rhodes Scholars, Masons, and liars. Lying to their own people. Well, they're going to force out 550 majors, and we're heading to World War III? My, isn't that kind of a dumb thing to do when you want to bring people in? Not force them out. Interesting, huh? And being we have Spetsnaz and Russians in America, and being that the Chinese owns 288 foreign trade zones, almost two in every state, owns. How come we're not forcing them out since we're going to go to war with them, right? Yeah. How come they own sovereign China? How come they own 30% of our debt? If we're going to war with them, are we afraid of them so much we can't run them out of the country? How come the truck drivers aren't taking their trucks, blocking the foreign trade zones? You know, blockade kind of stuff. You know, how come they're not outside the gates? Go home, China. Go home. They're not doing it, are they? And we're going to war with them. Something smells awful bad around here. Could it be the China Gate with Clinton? Jimmy Bob, the peanut farmer, Carter, worked with the Chinese to bring them in and buy up our territory and bring them in since 1970 when we pulled out of Panama Canal. I know about that. On purpose, so they could build military bases in Mexico. So they could sneak in and set up the takeover of America. Since 1970, that treaty was signed so America would pull out of Panama Canal. I know about that. And that left a vacuum of jobs undone. So the Panamanians were welcoming the Chinese to come in. That's how they pull these things off. That wasn't a mistake. That was planned. Jimmy Carter is a Luciferian. He's a Satanist. He's not a Christian, and neither any of the presidents. None of them. Lincoln was a good one. He dead. JFK was a good one. He dead. McKinley was a good one. He dead. And Lincoln was a good one. He dead too. And they were all assassinated by the Jesuits. No conspiracy theory. They're a bunch of murderers. I think I'll dedicate the broadcast now. I'm just getting warmed up. Lord, thank you today that we have a broadcast, Father, and a network. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have. Lord, we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible, your only true holy word that's given to us that we can read, study, and, Father, that tells us how you are and tells us about your Son, Jesus Christ, and, Father, tells us how we can have our way to heaven. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities and the divine appointments you give us that we can witness to others. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you give us and the opportunities we have to bring our families back together, to witness to those the Holy Spirit touches their hearts to bring them in. Lord, give us the words to speak if we can find no words. Then, Father, the Holy Spirit will give us the words to witness to others about the love of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us the opportunities to witness to preachers and other leaders that are not following the true word. Father, we have opportunity to witness to them as well. Lord, we need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon this land, Lord, that will bring people's hearts to come to know Jesus, to come to know the true word of God, and to have them take, Father, to give them courage to stand up and speak for Jesus. Lord, in all these things, we ask you, Lord, that you guide us in this path, and outpouring the Holy Spirit to touch those hearts. Lord, we pray for our veterans. We pray for those that's not veterans, that, Lord, that are contemplating this suicidal issue because, Father, we know it's being orchestrated from even outside of their own hearts and minds. That, Father, by technology, supernatural interference, we know, Father, these suicides are increasing and being orchestrated, especially in the veterans. Father, we need that help supernaturally to bring this out. Father, to straighten out these that are saying they're helping, Father, that they're not, to show them for who they really are so others can see. Lord, we pray for children that's being abducted, identified, and taken for these Wicca and Satanist rituals of death, Lord, from the highest level of government and the business that, Lord, that we know the secret societies are targeting children for death, for these rituals to bring in these fallen angels. Lord, we call upon you to slow them down, to get rid of these covens of the Wicca. Father, protect us as we preach against these Wicca. And, Father, that when you strip down their protection, that among those in the Wicca, Lord, that you can You bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts of those, Father, that then they can change over. Father, that you'll soften their hearts of those that can. And Father, even have entire covens to convert. But Lord, we call upon you for this supernatural help against a supernatural enemy. And Father, we pray for knowledge, wisdom, and discernment. And Father, to help our families come together. And when the families come together, Lord, that will be extended out to friends and, Father, even strangers. That, Lord, there'll be an awakening before that day of the Lord comes. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, you ever have sometimes it won't happen in your workplace, and sometimes it does, I guess. If it does, it's probably not too smart in a workplace to talk about religion. Now, I hate religion because Jesus isn't about religion at all. Churches with four walls with a name to it, that's religion. And family, they just make up the rules as they go along. Use any book or Bible, or somebody wrote a book from Harvard and they think that's scripture. Some of these churches actually use Harry Potter to teach Sunday school classes. Now that's insane. You got Baptist churches, Presbyterian churches, and they have Halloween times. They celebrate Satan on the 31st of October. They have haunted houses. I mean, think about it for a minute. We celebrate Satan in churches. Are you coming to the Halloween this afternoon to party? Sure. You need to come early if we set up the haunted house. Okay. Yeah, you know. What are we doing? What's going on here? That's Halloween. There's no hiding that, you know. Christmas is a pagan holiday. Easter is a pagan holiday. Proven. Acts 12:3, verses 3 and 4. Proves that Easter, and only in the King James Bible, though. Every other Bible mistranslate it and call it Passover. That's wrong. Easter and Passover came before Easter in that Bible story there, in that Bible situation. Acts 12:3 and 12:4 tells you this. Those are two separate. They would bring Peter out on Easter, a pagan holiday. So many reasons why they want to get rid of the King James Bible. Especially Isaiah 14:12, where the King James Bible names Lucifer, as the translators translated his name, as a light bringer. Enlightenment. Light bringer. Lucifer, lucent, light. Not morning star, Strom's is D-E-A-D, dead, wrong. This is not an opinion. Strom's is part of this. You can't trust Strom's entirely. Strom's calls Lucifer a morning star. Means morning star. No, it don't, Strom's. It means light bringer. The light bringer, Lucifer, as the translators of the King James Bible properly translated it, was to bring light and enlightenment, worship to God in the throne room from the nine orders of angels. The nine stones he had on his supernatural body. How that worked, I don't know, but the Bible says so. Every stone represented a different ranking structure of angels. Now look it up on your second pane. The nine levels of angels. Each one has a different frequency vibration. A frequency of vibration was a ranking structure of the angels of the supernatural world. Kind of like nine frequencies on a radio. Well, one stone, the amethyst, had a different frequency, which matched a certain order of angel. And those angels that belonged to amethyst crystal frequency would sing their praises to God. Somehow those praises supernaturally was brought into contained within that amethyst crystal, amethyst stone that was on Lucifer's body. Every stone, 9 of them, would then receive the praises from the 9 orders of the angels. Then Lucifer, a high level angel, would then go into the throne room of God and open up whatever he opened up and would sing the praises of 9 orders of angels. Now God can hear all 9 orders, praise him in praise. He didn't have billions of angels from 9 orders in his throne room. Only certain ones could go in the throne room. Michael, Gabriel, Lucifer. Now you got it? Well, that gave Lucifer a whole lot of pride. Look what I can do. I'm heaven's first MP3 player. I got 9 frequencies. Pretty much that's what it is. I'm hot stuff, baby. I'm hot. I got it going on. I'm going to ascend above the Most High. I'm going to be like God. Uh-oh. It got a little nasty there. He says, he goes to the other angels, look what I am. Look what I can do. Look what I'm going to do. You follow me. And that was before the universe was created. Bad idea. Michael, the archangel, before the universe was ever created, and the angels of heaven working with God. How that worked, I don't know. That's God's business, but this is the basic outline of it. Defeated Lucifer and the angels that followed him, a third of heaven. There's a lot of them. They liked Lucifer, didn't they? And Lucifer and the fallen angels became demons. Lucifer, Luke 10:18, fell like lightning. Satan fell like lightning. Lucifer became Satan when he fell. Name changed to fit the evil. King James Bible confirms this. But the other Bibles, the other Bibles, all of them, say the morning star fell. The morning star will ascend above the Most High. He'll be like God. The morning star. Or the day star. Depends on the Bible. You see? And we know that to be Lucifer. The day star. Morning star, they say, is Lucifer. Morning star fell in the other Bibles. And then it says that morning star is going to take over. Some people try to say that that's actually the king of Babylon, and that's impossible. That's another lie they try to tell. And then you go to Luke 10:18. Morning star, I will ascend above the Most High. Then Satan fell. So that separates Lucifer from Satan. So they're saying that the Freemasons, another secret societies, that Lucifer is the enlightened one and Satan is the evil one, and you have two separate entities, which is not true, that it's a duality, evil and good. You must have evil and good to have a structured universe. That's a lie. It's called the duality. Well, it just so happens that in both Bibles, the King James and the other corrupted Bibles, other Bibles than the King James, the corrupted ones, in Revelation 22:16, look it up, Jesus Christ says, I'm the bright and morning star. Oh. Oh. That's one of the secrets they give when the Freemasons at a certain degree. They say, here's the major secret, one of them besides the royal secret, that's a humdinger, is that Lucifer and Jesus are one the same. Satan is evil. Lucifer, Jesus is good. No. Yeah, we can show you. Look in this Bible. And they give them NIV or New American Standard Bible, whatever. And they'll say, look at your Bible. They'll show them Isaiah 14:12, the morning star. I will ascend above the Most High, etc. They'll say, well, now look over here at Revelation 22:16. Jesus says he's a bright morning star. Oh. But now you can't do that with the King James Bible, because it calls him Lucifer. Lucifer ain't the morning star, I'm here to tell you. That's why I want to get rid of the King James Bible. And then they say, well, look, Luke 10:18, Satan fell. So that means Jesus, Lucifer, is the same. And Satan fell. That's Satan's a bad guy. Satan's on this earth. Yeah. And he's part of the reptilian. He's part of the bankers, the Illuminati. It's Satan. So Jesus has come to defeat Satan, Lucifer, Satan. And we're here to help Lucifer, Jesus, defend him, defeat him. We're here to help it. The white hats are here to bring it together. We're working behind the scenes, sabotaging Satan and the Illuminati and the bankers and all that. The reptilians, we're getting rid of them. Family, that's the biggest lie ever was. I just told you a major secret here. And they are lying to their own people. They say that everybody goes to the great white throne, and they do not. Look up the judgment seat of Christ. That's for believers to be rewarded for the work they did as physical beings on this planet. That's after the rapture, before Armageddon. Judgment seat of Christ. Look it up. And then the great white throne are for the unbelievers to be judged about their works then. But this is after the fact. They're back to hell. Two different judgments. Two different. The wheat and the tares will be judged in two different judgments. They're not telling their people that. That's criminal. That's evil. That's why they want to get rid of the King James Bible. That's what's going on today besides Ebola. That's what's going on today besides Agenda 21. That's what's going on today besides FEMA camps. The FEMA camps, Agenda 21, Ebola, all this, that, and the other, is there to scare you. Is it real? Yeah, it's going to be real in the third seal. In the fourth seal, when it really happens, oh, they're going to release it all right. And God's going to let them, because judgment is coming on this world where out of 700,000 plus children missing, 550,000 are unaccounted for. Every year it varies. But that's quite a few unaccounted for. They go for ritualistic murder, rape, for the royal secret of Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Satanists, and witchcraft. That's where these children go to. And for other reasons I don't want to talk about. Do the research and find out for yourselves. I'm exposing the whole doggone lot of them. You got covens in Asheville, North Carolina. Total evil. You got covens in Oregon. Oh, yeah. Arizona. You got covens in Virginia. Virginia Beach in West Virginia. I think I said that already. All over the United States. And they're waiting for their day. The Wicca knows that their quote-unquote day is coming. Well, they're being fooled, too. They think they have a day of their release, of the helter-skelter, the whatever day they call it. That's why they're bringing MS-13 in. That's why they're organizing the Crips, the Bloods, the KKK, and the Panthers, and all this. They're getting ready for that day of release. It's coming. That will justify martial law, and you'll want it. We can't give you martial law until you turn in your weapons. Then we'll help you. They've already got the UN troops here on the East Coast. They've got the Russians and Chinese out west. They're going to split the United States in half like they planned to do in World War II. They failed to do that in six phases. Family, I'm giving you snippets of what I've discovered in my research of how the Illuminati have been operating through our entire history. And it goes back to supernatural. Lucifer in the throne room. He got kicked out when he tried to rebel in heaven, right? God divided the waters, made a place for them to reside. It's called the universe. And thus began creation. Satan and his fallen angels got kicked out of heaven. And they were put as supernatural beings in the physical universe, of where only supernatural beings can occupy. Human flesh cannot go outside the Van Allen belt. Shoot, a middle school science course, you learn that. Go outside the Van Allen belt, it's like putting a kitty cat in the microwave oven and turn it on full speed. Russians tried that. Four of them died. You can't go outside the Van Allen belt. Nobody went to the moon. They're lying to you. Nobody's at the moon, but supernatural beings. Only the supernatural can live in the radiation of space. As a matter of fact, in the Iron Mount Report, which was done, the Iron Mountain Commission, for about a year or so in Iron Mountain, New York. LBJ said this report was to be classified, but Lewin received report from one of the engineers in the Iron Mountain Commission, Leonard Lewin, and he published report from the Iron Mountain on the possibility and desirability of peace, how to control people in time of peace. War is the best way to control them, but in peacetime, how do we control people? Well, the Iron Mountain report discussed how to do it. Well, here's my point. I could talk about that for another hour, but in that report, the focus I want to bring onto it right now is in the conclusion, two things came out of it that I want to focus on for a second, is develop a space research program aimed at, quote, unreachable targets, unquote. Oh, yeah. NASA is a fraud. Why? To convince us that space travel is possible. Why? So we'll believe in UFOs and such and such. That's what NASA is all about. So, that's about NASA. And the second part of this side of it, actually, I've got it here in front of me. There it is. It says, quote, a giant open-end space research program aimed at unreachable targets. Now, what in the dickens they mean, unreachable targets? What's that supposed to mean? I thought, it's all reachable. So you rich folks out there, you billionaires and millionaires and globalists, think you're going to live in some kind of dome on Venus? That dome is dumb. It's a dumb dome. And they got you on TV believing it too, don't they? How about that? They got you watching TV about people living under a dome. It's called predictive programming. He got y'all believing that nonsense. It ain't going to happen. And on Mars, they ain't been to Mars. It's baloney. Because it's right here, they say, a giant to develop to control people in time of peace. A giant open-end space research program. That's NASA. Aimed at unreachable targets. That's why all the astronauts, except for the ones they murdered, are all Freemasons, because they're under a blood oath not to reveal any secrets in the name of God. They're under an oath at God to lie. What? Now here comes the other humdinger. To establish an established and recognized extraterrestrial menace. They're telling you there that the aliens are a fake. They're going to set it up. This goes back to 1897. John Dewey, 1917. Reagan talked about it about 20 years after Iron Mountain Commission. Henry Kissinger talks about it. Man, wake up, family. They even got socially oriented blood games. You know what that is? Socially oriented blood games, 1966 till today. You know what that is? Football, mixed martial arts, extreme sports. All that is the blood games designed to pull people in. I mean, they got dolls. They got blood on there. They got everything everybody wants to keep you busy, keep you tied up, keep you wanting more blood, just like they did in the gladiator days. There's nothing different. People paint their faces, and we're bought off on every bit of it to keep us busy. So why? So you cannot connect the dots. Look up Iron Mountain Report. I'm not going to go over all of it. There'd be a big rabbit hole that I'd go into, and I could do a program for 2 hours just on that. That'd just be part one. Easily. You all good as researchers I am anyway, so you can do it yourselves. Iron Mountain Commission. Report from Iron Mountain. It tells you right there. I am going to cover it later on, probably, I don't know, whenever I get around to it. I'll cover it. You just have to keep watching my broadcast and listen. I don't know. This stuff ticks me off so bad, you know, because I stand back. I look at the big picture. I don't look, let's talk about Agenda 21 today for 2 hours. Why? Take me about 10 minutes to talk about it and move on to something else to show you not just the trees for one period, but the whole forest. Because I know all these are going to go by the wayside when God has had enough. He knows the last person that's taken Jesus as Savior. He's going to say, okay, Satan, go ahead. Whoo, you're in it now. 7 years, it's going to get ugly. It'll get good. Debt's paid off. Happy days are here again. Sanan Emmanuel, the fallen angel, Yeshua, will come in as a fake Jesus. And everybody just be praising this, that, and the other. And then the chocolate pudding's going to hit the fan. And you're in the second seal. And that is World War III. And it will get nasty because Satan's wrath will come down upon mankind as allowed by God. And those 500,000 children a year that's murdered, tortured, then God's vengeance will be held in the first trumpet. It'll begin with an earthquake and the sixth seal. And they'll be all God from then on. It won't be some silly lake somewhere turning red. Some golf-sized hailstones formed by a harp and dropping in some place in Texas or some place in wherever. And some so-called pseudo-evangelist will say, oh, we got the tribulation starting in Colorado where they got big old hailstones. Oh, there it is. We can watch it. And I'll say, Martha, you come on over and let's watch this on TV here that we're going to see the tribulations going on and bring some popcorn while you're at it. Family, I'm telling you what. When these tribulations begin, it'll be worldwide. You won't be watching it on TV. This is serious. And some red river somewhere don't mean squat. You want some colored river? No problem. How about y'all going to Chicago when they have St. Patty's Day? You can see a green river. Yeah, it's just as green as they can get. I imagine they could make it red if they wanted to. Oh, no, there you go. Tribulations in Chicago. I wasn't telling what kind of crisis they're going to cook up. It's got to be some death to it. That's the Council of Foreign Relations. The Royal Institute of International Affairs, that's the equivalent to it in England. Tavistock is under them. They destroy people. They destroy countries. Tavistock. Look it up. Bilderbergs. Club of Rome. Trilateral Commission. And you have co-attendees on some of these meetings that are all secret society members, Illuminati, hybrids, and fallen angels that take physical form there. You understand this? Also in that group is United Nations, Gorbachev Foundation. They will be destroyed by Satan himself, and the fallen angels will destroy the very human beings that they've been working with. They will destroy them. They don't know that yet. And the elite that jump on those little trains underneath their buildings that head on to Colorado, Denver, and hide in those little luxury places in the underground, that will be their tomb. Because the demons underneath, the Nephilim there, will be released. And they will kill every human being down there. They will not survive. They don't know that yet. Family, pray. Get your families together. Get close to God through Jesus Christ. Study the Word. Get used to it now because we see the signs of the times. Renounce that blood oath, Freemasons. Get out of there. Bring your family. There's no secrets in families. If you say this is a secret against the family, it's already wrong. No matter what the secret is, it don't matter. This top secret and restricted, the biggest bunch of nonsense. That's only designed to keep away from the public. I was a Marine for 12 years, and we were led to believe in the messages you got in cruises and all that, that this is secret, no form, and so forth. It's to hide it from the KGB or hide it from the terrorists or whatever. No, it's to hide it from the public. So you can't tell your family about the nonsense that's going on over there and the things your troops were asked to do in Vietnam and in Iraq, Afghanistan, that goes against their training. And they come back all messed up because of it. Well, it's done on purpose. The suicides are done on purpose. Suicides are orchestrated by technology. Go to my website, watchmanforjesus.com. I got a study there. You make up your own mind. It's all connected. Back to what I was talking about. The way they do this is destruction of the family to take down America. And that began with the feminist movement. The way the feminist movement worked, as it does in Tyler's 8 steps, T-Y-L-E-R, from democracy to dictatorship, is you put the culture, the country, whoever it is, in bondage. In some kind of bondage, either by mass murder, by slavery, by laws restricting their, that's only fitting for that culture, where the other culture does something different. You subjugate the targeted culture. This is a technique, a strategy, chess move they'd use. In this case, the women. You can't smoke, you can't drink, you can't vote, you can't get paid. For how long? This was done on purpose. For a generation or so. Make them slaves. Sound familiar? And now, what do you want when you're a slave? You want freedom. But you don't have the courage. You're subjugated. So, you form a movement, or a religion, or some kind of belief. That gives somebody courage. You have something to fight for. That's called the Hegelian dialectic. They provide it. They provide the slavery issue, whatever it is. Then they give you the solution. They know you're going to take it. That's a synthesis. That becomes your next thesis. This is what Satan does it. This is how the Bilderberg does it. The Club of Rome. This is how the Illuminati control cultures, plan wars. Generations ahead. I know, look up Hegelian dialectic. There you go. Okay, so the women. Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, a little psychology going on here, said for the women, he hired several women, trained them, paid them, and then they formed a group to light up for freedom. Now, Martha, living in the 1920s thereabouts, is tired of being subjugated by the husband and the laws that he can smoke, but she can't. So deep down, it's eating on her, man. Well, they know that. It's planned that way. So now, let's get it started to take the families down. Let's get control here. Let's get the feminist movement up and running. But you got to do something things first. Light up for freedom. That was the beginning of it. That was the jingle. Fight for freedom. Yep. Fake wars that killed millions. Well, destroy the family, setting up for the feminist movement, was Edward Bernays. Look it up. Light up for freedom. So then women started standing out. Honey, I'm going to light up for freedom. Darling, you get back over here. I'm not going to do it. You see what they've done? What they did? To start the division of the families already. To get it going. That spark. Look it up. Light up for freedom. They used that. They discussed it at Tavistock. They discussed it around the round tables. Then they put it out with women they trained and paid to form these units. Occupy Wall Street was funded by the Rockefellers. Kent State shooting, 1960s, was a test and see if Americans would fire on Americans. How that would go over. All this is part of this agenda. Burn your bras, lady. Burn your bras. You see, all of it was part of this agenda. Each 10 years, they'd see how far the culture had been pushed and go the next step and the next step and the next step until finally the Rockefellers funded the feminist movement to start the takedown of the family. But they had to keep the family intact up to 1945 to help foment these wars. Patriotism, sovereignty, I talked about that yesterday. I've got a Bible study and broadcast for dated February 18th, 2014, on the role of feminism in rock and roll. It's all connected. See how that worked? It worked very well. Until they launched it. Now, doesn't that make you wonder why in the past year, all of a sudden, it started with one state authorizing, allowing, and lifting the ban for same-sex marriage? Then all of a sudden, it took on like a wildfire. You have men. I got a picture of some of them here, even in North Carolina, in the mountains up here. Two men, like over 60 years old, been living together as man and husband for over 50-some years, living, doing the man and husband thing going on there. Now getting married. This is like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, last month. Why are they waiting after 50 years getting married? Why don't they just continue on? Because they got to make it permanent. They got to get in the newspaper so everybody else will see it. You see, because that's an abomination to God. So now you've got 19 states, and it's just kicking and kicking and getting it. And homosexual marriage goes against God's laws that caused them to change the laws, to go against God's laws, which takes away the opportunity to do the right thing. Now you've got God's attention to bring on judgment, and they know that. The people involved here, they don't know. They're just fulfilling their lust and fulfilling their... And adultery is the same thing. I've been married more than once. I fall into that adultery thing, so I'm not innocent. I got to admit that. I'm not against homosexuality. I'm just telling you, if you're homosexual, you're going to hell because you reject God. If I'm an adulterer, I'm going to hell. If I'm a liar, I'm going to hell. You see, God has laid it out. No matter what, he's laid out the sins. And through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness, he'll help you with homosexuality. He'll help you with your adultery. He'll help you with your sex addiction or your AA is ridiculous. It's part of the New Age movement. With your alcoholism or your drugs. That's how Satan operates, to keep us busy. He knows what tricks your trigger. To break up the family, break up the individual. This is what's going on today. Not Agenda 21, Nibiru, or whatever. That's all to keep you all distracted. To cause fear. So you lose your faith in your only anchor, and that's through Jesus Christ. And that's literal. And it does separate you. And it causes you to lose jobs. I've lost three because of it. I will not compromise my soul for any job. If I have to dipsy, dump, or dive the rest of my life, and I'll do it. I'm not going to compromise my eternal security for a job. And I have proven that because I've lost three on account of it. Good ones, too. I'm not. This is serious, family. Your eternal salvation depends on it. You understand? Eternal. Because when you die, your soul just doesn't go into annihilation. And believing it does, don't make it so. Well. Vietnam hosts third gay pride parade as attitudes soften. It's not just America, man. It's worldwide. Worldwide. California governor signs homosexual bill eliminating terms husband and wife. Family, this is from one of my newsletters, August the 4th. 2 days ago. Federal court unanimously rules Indiana humanist may officiate weddings. You say, well, so what? I'll say, I'll tell you what. Since you want to play that. So what, it lets humanists officiate weddings? Mm-hmm. Well, if someone says that, I would think right off the bat, they haven't read the Humanist Manifesto, which is linked up to the New World Order, which is linked up to the New Age movement. It's all connected. And then someone would say, so what again? I'll say, I'll tell you what. Because the secular humanism, Marxism, Leninism, they're all connected, deny the existence of God, deny the existence of a soul, deny the existence of absolute moral laws, deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Remember that. We're going to come back to that one. Deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including rights guaranteed to us by U.S. Constitution. Family, Napolitano is full of mud. We have no Constitution. It's a facade and a lie since 1789. Well, actually, 1783, Paris Peace Treaty. But certainly in 1860s, it was eliminated. 1938, it was rendered, 1933, FDR got rid of it. 1938, federal mandate, federal ruling, you have no constitution. Tompkins versus Erie Railroad, by federal ruling, there is no constitution. They use it as a soft hammer. It's a lie. And a lot of these folks out here, these politicians, they know that too. Deny the sanctity of individual human life, New Agers. Claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia, that's New World Order, by establishing a world government or New World Order. All the presidents have talked about this. And they believe, I quote, the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Now, I talked about that several times. And that's based on the Humanist Manifesto 1 and Humanist Manifesto 2 and the writings of Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin. I don't stop there. Karl Marx, former Christian, then became a Satanist, got his Communist Manifesto, plagiarized it. It's plagiarized. He didn't write it. He plagiarized it from Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor 100 years before, to FDR. Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized the document, and he called it the science of government founded on natural law, humanism. Natural law, humanism. Yeah. Did I say plagiarized? Yeah, I did. That means he had something else to write off of, didn't he? Yeah, it does. From Adam Weishaupt's plan for the world, finished May the 1st, 1776. That's where Lenin got his training. That's where all the humanists got their knowledge, was from Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit priest. And don't give me that Jew nonsense. He was a Jesuit first and a Jew second. Jesuits. Karl Marx has simply plagiarized 1841, Clinton Roosevelt's science of government founded on natural law. Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized through Manzini, connection to Adam Weishaupt in 1830s. Pass it on to Clinton Roosevelt. I got a copy of it, 1841. I got a reproduced copy of it, by the way. Family, this is all connected. Well, back to humanist officiating at a wedding, little by little. In 1930, Charles Francis Potter, a humanist, said, and I quote, and he is absolutely correct, in 1930, education is thus a most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. Since 1980s, I've got four quotes actually, confirming that every college and university has been affected by Marxist, socialist preachment in every college and university. And they have a resident Marxist scholar to oversee the education of your children. That's how that works. That's how they planned it all along. Now they're sneaking in humanism on you, little by little. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. How significant is it that they're keeping it up? Well, a Liberty Law School dean said that gay marriage, quote, is beginning of end of Western civilization. It's planned that way. Of course it is. Then I have another article, children's euthanasia bill, so children under the age of 18 can kill themselves. Oh, they call it disabilities and all that, but it's going to be expanded. Signed by the Belgium King last year. They needed a model, you know. Oregon's working on it now. What are y'all people up in Oregon going to do about that? He's going to sit down with it and do, and the Coven's going to do their witchcraft. Jeremy Boykin's going up there, I hear. Mm-hmm. And it's for definitely no good reasons. There's a group, Christian group, quote, warns that the UN Treaty on Persons with Disabilities can override the will of the parents, unquote. That's an article. Somebody's looking at something. I'd push that if I were y'all. Then the federal court unanimously, I have a trouble with that word, rules Indiana's humanist may officiate weddings little by little. Then, of course, California governor, I found another article I said a little while ago, signs a homosexual bill eliminating terms husband and wife. Little by little, the others will follow in. You see how it works? NASA to test making rocket fuel ingredient on Mars. They just can't stop, can they? And there's a doctor here said, I quote, there's not enough panic in customers to make an Ebola vaccine. Oh, really? Here got the Ebola. They'll pick places. In 2009, they said 1,000 people died from the flu. They were planning on giving the flu shot to start a pandemic in 2009. One shot would give you the flu, and the second shot would cause a cyclone storm, and that would start the pandemic. They didn't tell you that. Well, it didn't happen. People wouldn't fall for it. They weren't panicked enough. And even old Rick Perry, another Illuminati member, he says, and I quote, this is for plausible deniability, record number of illegals from Syria. Uh-oh. Pakistan. Oops. ISI. Hint, hint. Afghanistan being caught at the border. See, so they can blame the Muslims that they let in anyway from Guantanamo and overseas to bring them in here. And they shuttle them all up to Dearborn, Michigan and Detroit. And that's why Detroit and Dearborn was destroyed in the first place, to allow a settlement of Muslims to move in there in the tens of thousands. That's why 20, 30 years ago, they destroyed the economy of Detroit for this purpose. So the Islamic fundamentalists, the terrorists, will have a place to go. That's exactly what happened. Look it all up. Start connecting those dots. Pray against it. Pray for each other. Live your life, but not in fear. And strength comes through Jesus Christ. Greater is He in you that's in the world. Family, this is not a religious program. This is not a Christian broadcasting whatever at all. I'm telling you the facts. Well, we only talk about religion. We only talk about politics. We only talk about fishing on this. You're never going to get the full picture. You see, you got to connect the dots. They don't want you to connect the dots at the highest level. They've got us all thinking this because every public school is a school of humanism. Every college and university. You see how that's working? And destruction of the family. Now, we need to go back to that on how they're destructing the family. You read that article about a Pennsylvania mother smelled a foul odor, finds her son that died 4 days before. Now, either got a big house or she's not paying attention to her son. I don't know which. But wouldn't that be a justification to sign International Rights of the Child? Now, whether this really happened or not, I don't know. But they're going to put these articles out, so we'll all think, yep, we need to get that treaty signed so our rights of our children could be watched. Well, that's what they're trying to do. Because once they sign that treaty, once America signs it, they tried to do it in 1989. Hillary Clinton tried to get it pushed. The UN owns your children outright. That's what security is there for. They got y'all believing it's there to protect the children from shooters and so forth. Well, the shooters are controlled by MKUltra anyway. And some of the police officers, they don't even know this. The police are there will be exchanged by the felons, which leads me to the next point I want to make. Going back to the Humanist Manifesto, remember I said remember this, remember that? I think in school they stomp on the ground and say remember this for test. Well, the humanist, which is taking over now publicly, one of their beliefs in Humanist Manifesto 1 is to deny the existence of absolute moral laws. And what do you think that means? If humanist says deny existence of moral laws, that means do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Do what you want. It's your lesson in life. Mm-hmm. Now, don't that sound fun that you can just do anything you want and not worry about it? No laws. This Krishna thing, what goes around comes around, blah, blah, blah. No laws to back up the murder and rape. See, the New Agers aren't thinking about this. They want that freedom. You see how they're doing this? And deny the sanctity of individual human life. Now, those two things, part that's only a tiny bit of it. Let's analyze that for a minute. What's going to happen? That these New Agers, about love and peace, and we're all one in Christ and consciousness and all this sort of thing. Let me tell you the reality of this humanism and New Age movement. They're going to eliminate all the prisons. No more incarceration. Now the felons, hooray, hooray, they're going to say. What do you mean by felons? I mean rapists, mass murderers, cannibals, or whatever the heck they got in prisons these days will not be there anymore. They'll be where? Out in the population. Will they be happy? Oh yeah. Will they be indebted to the ones that released them? Oh yeah, oh yeah. Will they work for them? Oh, for sure. And guess what? As old Billy Bob Clinton said, we need a national police force. Family, I found that that's what they're setting up. Hardin, Montana. Look it up in your little pane on the other side. Now, don't be a pane. Just go ahead and look in your pane and solve it. Hardin, Montana. American police force. Had a logo, even. Was a Serbian coat of arms. I know, because I was in Kosovo 5 years. I've seen it every day. That double-headed eagle looks like a Scottish Rite Freemason logo. Albanian flag logo, that eagle looking both ways. It's a Serbian coat of arms, too. Hint, hint. That was a test case. Hardin, Montana, American Police Force. I didn't say Indiana Police Force or Mount Airy Police Force or Anaheim, California. I said American Police Force, National Police Force, will be manned by over 185,000 former felons, as your police. Now, isn't that fun? You New Agers, you better go back and look at that Humanist Manifesto, and then you tell me about love and Christian and Christ consciousness, and let's all just hold hands and roast marshmallows around the campfire. Well, I got news for you. You're going to be the marshmallows, and they're going to stick up your butt, and they're going to roast you on it, because they're going to let out felons that just can't wait to get at you. Why? Because you're human. Because they are dwelt in humanistic. You've got identity being trained in these felons, being released to be your police officers, national police officers. Not Obama. He's pre-promoted just like everybody else. But it started off with Clinton. Oh, yeah, buddy, he did back in the 1990s. He already said it. Obama's just carrying it forth. He's just a puppet like everybody else, like Putin. Putin says, I'll defend you from a new world order. Oh, baloney. He's a puppet of the Ginsburg. Illuminati, please, give me a break. He's against the Russian people as much as Obama and Clinton and Buchanan and Bush and Carter and all the whole doggone lot of them are against Americans as well. They're for their own skin, which is a secret societies. So when they release the felons and they give them jobs, they will be pleased with that. They'll be beholden to the ones that have released them, won't they? Now let's see all roast marshmallows out there. New Agers. Based on the Humanist Manifesto. Mm-hmm. Bet you didn't think about that one now, did you? No, Charles Manson, that boy's not done. See, he did his ritual back at Sharon Tate. See, y'all forgetting about old Charles Manson now. He's already had about 3 or 4 cell phones taken away from him. He's already had one of his major generals, main generals, main supervisor or whatever, released on a technicality of some sort to start going out there now since he's organized the street gangs, especially Christian Identity, KKK, Aryan Nation, white boy clubs. He's been organizing them. Your Crips and Bloods are being organized. MS-13 is being organized to start the Helter Skelter. Charles Manson, like that murderer Mandela, Knights of Malta member he was, operate from protection in the prisons. Mandela couldn't hold a candle to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was real. Mandela's a fake and a fraud and a murderer. Why? Because he's a member of the Knights of Malta. And that's what they do. Under the guise of protecting Christianity or whatever. That's their justification for the murder they commit. Well, so the do as thou wilt is not so pleasant as you thought. It's appeasing for the new age. But the reality is, it gives them permission to kill without your knowledge. Closing the prisons will get the loyalty of the subversives let out. They're going to show you, all of a sudden, how death penalties are failing, aren't they? They already had 4 failures. They want you to know it. This system by beauty pageants, is that Miss America? Is that Miss Teenage America? Is that Miss Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny 5-year-old beauty being trained by their parents? Is that really Junior? Is that the real representation of America? So when you have these beauty pageants, what's really going on? First of all, they use these beauty pageants and they use the contestants to further their political agenda, do they not? Miss Rhode Island, how would you stop world hunger?
Well, if I had world hunger,
that would be Miss Kentucky, I'm sorry. I can't do a Rhode Island accent, it's a Yankee. She would say something that she'd read in a textbook or something when she doesn't know that the world hunger is orchestrated by the Illuminati on purpose to eliminate millions of people by design. She doesn't know that. So she'd come up with a pat answer of how to, you know, reduce world hunger. So everything they say, and then especially, they promote the political agenda, moral agenda, political everything. They promote the agendas. They use those contestants. And in the case of Miss Kansas, that last year, year before, was sporting a tattoo for the first time. Why would they do that? Well, that's okay. The sports stars do tattoos, right? On the shoulders. That's cool, man. And the Miss Beauty, Miss Kansas, did a tattoo. She's a veteran. Wow. Tattoo right there, wherever it was. Well, here's why. The Mark of the Beast is a digital tattoo. That's cool. And when you're a 5, 6-year-old, a 7-year-old with your own digital tattoo, Mark of the Beast on you, wouldn't you want it to be a Batman or Superman tattoo to keep track of your kid and control his soul? That's what it does. I've traced the technology back to 1973. It goes back further, but I got studies what it really does. So to get people used to the tattoo and away from that god-awful, terrible Verichip that you put in there with that horse needle, and you got to clean off the blood when you get it in. That's terrible. Oh, I don't want no needle and sticking a chip in. But I'll take that tattoo. You see what they're doing? It's digital tattoo, man. Look it up. They even got it. DARPA's talking about it publicly. I'm making this up. So the idea here in destruction of the family destroys the person's confidence. They feel less, they're going to be bullied. They have attitude problems because you don't have the proverbial husband as a homemaker, a breadwinner, and the wife as a homemaker, and the children, the dog and the cat is no longer there. Split families. Ruth Bader Ginsburg saw to that with her report to Civil Rights Commission in 1977 on programs they could do to set up to destroy the family. Oh, yeah, I got a copy of that darn thing, man. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is like Hillary, just don't go away, or Kissinger. Man, they're just sticking around. It's how they work. Don't y'all fall for this mess. So the system, all the way around, is designed to make you feel less adequate. When a child has all this drama going on in their life, makes you feel less adequate. Does Wicca get recruits because they come in, oh, we love you, we'll help you. Those are evil people, but we love Mother Nature. We blah, blah, blah. Witches. They pull you in. But here's the point. The system is designed to make you feel less adequate. The comic book, the health books, the books at the drugstore. You go by, Martha and Elroy is there watching, looking. And old Elroy is, you know, his old country boy here, we're saying. And he's going by the drugstore magazines and looking at that, you know, all those magazines, pseudo Playboy magazines. I lost 50 pounds in three, you know. And here's Martha. She's a lot of Diet Cokes, and she's hefty. And they've been married 25 years, I'm guessing here. He's saying, well, daggum, Martha, how come you can't look like that? He's thinking or saying it. God help him if he's saying it. And then he's thinking it. Okay, well. And Martha's looking over there at the old Schwarzenegger, whatever, Schwarzen Nazi. And he's sitting there with muscles and and the comb hair, and they're probably homosexual anyway. And they're saying, how come Elmer can't look like that? And that's what's going on for those involved there. They watch it on TV, soap operas. They see beauty. They see smarts. But family, it's all scripted. It's not real. It's makeup. It's, what do they call it? Photoshopped or whatever. Well, Tom, it's there to sell. It's there to advertise. All that. No, it's way past that. So then they come out, and here's the trick. They come out with Tony Robbins. Come out with Joel Osteen. These are your prosperity preachers and teachers and psychologists. Feel good about yourself because they're tearing you down. Then they come up with these pseudo-religious leaders and pseudo-motivation speakers to pull you away from God. That's how they do it. Take pride how you look. You're right. I'm going to take pride. Pride's one of the major sins because pride is a false uplifting. It only lasts as long as you can keep it forced in. Pride goes before the fall. So they create the problem. Then they have the solution to pull you away from the truth. Family, this is taught in Tavistock. This is their techniques and methods. I'm not making this up. It goes through social scientists, psychologists that brainstorm these things. And they put them to order by hiring, training, setting up movements, NAACP, ACLU, all these things work for the Illuminati. You see how Satan operates in this system? If you let your guard down, you get into it to lead you away from your salvation. You see how it works? I try to break it down into most minute terms to show people how they get pulled away. To keep your mind busy by using the dialectic. Now, don't take my word for it. Remember, don't believe anything I say. You go and you check it out yourself. You watch what you get. But you scrutinize it, man. Don't just take my word for it. Scrutinize everything I say. You scrutinize what everybody says. Questioning evolution with evidence gets this professor fired. He found DNA material on a dinosaur bones. He estimated 4,000 years old. Oops, as they say, snap. Because they're lying about evolution. They're lying about, oh, they have a, they're saying, well, this rock formation, 245 million years old rock formation. The flood that made those rock formations. The earth is only 7,000. They're coming out with it now that the earth does not rotate. They can't make up their darn mind. The Bible, the King James Bible, has stood for 400 years. Only revisions were ever made, or additions, excuse me, was misspelled words. That's it. Science book changes almost every year. Everything in science is a theory. Science is one of the Ashram rays, they call it. Take down of the family. And the feminist movement is massive. I mean, I'm going to do a program on feminism. It's going to take me a long time because feminism has so many different avenues that they've used to control the population and destroy families. And this is the major goal. Because you see, Ephesians 6, verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of darkness. It's not against flesh and blood. Ephesians 6, 12a. If Christians want to not be confused with Christianity, but Christians who follow Jesus, want to preserve their right to live and worship freely. At one time, in the 80s, It might have been to know that you want to retain your national identity. To stop indulging yourselves in the luxury of fighting each other and direct your energies against the enemy. What enemy? I'm just trying to explain it to you now. People have been explaining to us all along, but nobody's listening. Now has much to be done. Now much has already been done. Almost no time now of which to a solution. The solution is now to readjust and seek the face of God to live eternally. They've already got control. It's not about money. It's not about oil. It's not about property. They already have all that. Anyway, it's about taking your soul to hell and keeping it from going to heaven. It's about taking control of your family and destroying it. That's what it's all about. It's about witnessing to your neighbor who's a Freemason to save his family and his soul. It's about conducting Bible studies in your neighborhood. The churches people are finding are failing miserably. I found 33 ways that the preachers are taught how to mislead you, how to lead you away from God. 33 ways. Changing the law of God, putting in little, their own little doctrine away from what the Bible says. Ashley Montagu, a lecturer in Anaheim, California, to 1,000 home economic teachers on 9 November 1970. She said, and I quote, "The American family structure produces mentally ill children." Now I'm going to, I've talked about that in the family, and I'm going to talk about it again tomorrow in some more detail about why the family, how to get what you want, but another way, how they get what they want. And we'll talk about it in detail. And the solutions are not what you think. People think of solutions to stop it. Well, it's way past that. It's about management of it. But what you all got coming up, is there's coming a war in heaven. Now, I almost touched upon a little while ago, about an hour and a half ago. Now, all this is connected. I'm not going from one thing to the other. This is the start of it. To bring those fallen angels into this world. To make this world theirs. And the humans living here, theirs. And to change the human DNA to their transhumanized humans. Their creation. They actually think that they're going to override God. This is what's really going on behind the scenes. All this others keep you busy and destroy what God set up. Destroying the family. Making a new kind of family structure. It's free for all. An abomination to God's creation. They tried that before Noah. Didn't go over so well now, did it? Kind of got washed out. Pun intended. So the war in heaven occurred before the creation of the universe. God divided the waters, created the universe, physical universe, is where he placed Satan and the fallen angels in the second heaven. The second heaven is between the first heaven, earth, physical earth, of a different vibration, and the third heaven, which is talked about by Paul, of where God and the fallen angels reside, separated by waters that the NASA hadn't told you about. But God divided the waters, and that's where he placed the universe. That began creation. Now, remember I talked about Lucifer and how he was the one who brought in the praises of heaven into God through the nine orders of angels, through the nine stones, on his body? Well, when he got kicked out, there's a vacant spot there of worship. And guess who's taking that spot? You are. God created those in his own image to follow him that would replace Lucifer in that praise. Now you know why Lucifer hates you. And those who follow him will hate you too. Now you see what's going on? You're God's own. When you have a son or a daughter, what do? When you have your first son and daughter, it's like, oh, look at there. He's got my shoulders. No, he's got my eyes. He's got your eyes. Oh, yeah, he's got your jaw. Here you just go and go and go. Watch him wobble. That's how you do it. We look for ourselves and our children. Do we not? We're God's children. You are when you take Jesus as Savior now. But he gave you free will. Free will to make your own choices. Without free choice, you cannot love freely. You're a robot. He gave the fallen, he gave the angels free will. You see? He gave them free will. He gave you free will. You can't love unconditionally without free will. Well, that's a double-edged sword. People make the wrong choices. But that's the way it goes. He established our criteria that we need. Okay. So you're taking the place of Lucifer. Because you'll be higher than the angels. Because you've lived on this earth. You've been through the fire, through the temptations, just like Jesus did. This is what's going on at the highest level. They almost achieved it. Before the flood, God wiped them out. The fallen angels saw their, children being destroyed by God. Don't that think you had made them mad? That's the second part. They want revenge. Satan wants revenge because you're replacing him. Because you look, you act like God's going to. And how do you know that? Because Jesus was the example of how God really is. Because Jesus is God incarnated human flesh. They don't want you to know that. That's what Jehovah's Witness is all about. That's what Islam is all about. Islam created by the Vatican. That's what the Vatican's all about. The Catechism. There's no God on earth. Closest ever came was Jesus. That's the only one. You saw what he did. He washed the feet of the servant, of the disciples. You think that Almighty God, creator of the universe, would wash somebody's feet? He did. To be a servant. To help each other. To love each other. Jesus provided that example of how God really is. That's what he was about. Partially. The other was provide a path by which God would forgive us through his son, Jesus Christ. We accept him as our Savior and let him know we know the sins we committed and repent of them. That road's narrow. Be one of them. Let go of the world and take Jesus as your Savior. That's what he came down for. But there's going to be a foolery going on here. Go back to what I said. NASA was created for what reason? To show you that space travel was possible, which is a lie. But to show you it's possible, that means that aliens could have landed here. They show you movies, TV, comic books. Then they really get serious about Prometheus and all this going on in Alien and so forth and so on. It goes back to 1897. War of the Worlds novel by H.G. Wells laid the groundwork for predictive programming. The possibility of life in outer space started with 1897 with H.G. Wells, Freemason, predictive programmed with his novel, War of the Worlds. Later to be broadcasted on a radio program by Orson Welles. That program, in October 1938, was funded by the Rockefellers through Princeton University. Princeton is a bona fide Illuminati Tavistock College. They funded War of the Worlds broadcast, and I do believe that the same playwright that did the Wizard of Oz scripting also did the script for Orson Welles to read over the radio. It scared the dickens out of thousands in the country. So bad in one case, in a small town, they shot up their water tower. Scared them so bad. They, in the nighttime, they said, oh, there's one right there. Bah, 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 bah. They shot up their water tower. They wanted to test and see if in 1930s, late 30s, that the Americans would believe an extraterrestrial landing. Even though they said it was play-acted or whatever at the very beginning of it, when you tuned in on the radio, you didn't hear that. So a lot of people thought it was real. They wanted to test and see. It worked, too. John Dewey helped plan extraterrestrial menace in 1917. I got quotes from him. Ronald Reagan hinted at it many times, five times in his speeches, about a threat from the outside to bring people together. That's called predictive programming. Henry Kissinger talks about it in a Bilderberg meeting. All this has been set up to bring in the extraterrestrial menace, and that will be the falling away. And what name are we talking about here? The first one will be one called Sananda Emanuel, a fake Jesus. They're calling him Yeshua today. Yahushua, whatever. That's the fake one that will bring in the Antichrist. Y'all be ready. Will be the biggest fake, the biggest deception this world has ever seen. The war in the heaven, the second one, the first one, started creation. The second one will be when they're cast out of the second heaven onto earth. That's the sixth seal. When the stars in heaven will fall. That's what that means. Now, I want to talk in more detail tomorrow about the war in heaven, because they're going to try to show you this. It's what I understand. It's called Project Bluebeam. They've changed the name of it to something else. I'm not sure what it is. But it used to be called Project Bluebeam, with a fake extraterrestrial landing that all will see worldwide. But the real war in heaven, the real one, you will not see. The fake one, of course you're going to see. But the real war in heaven will not be seen by the naked eye, by the people who are left on earth as the 7-year tribulation, the real one, starts to unfold. And this event, the last war in heaven, well, the second to last, the last one will be Gog and Magog, but that's 1,000 years after the Armageddon. What happens in the next incredible event, the real war in heaven. Because see, God's angels don't need UFOs. There's writers out there that say God's angels are using UFOs. Satan's angels are using UFOs. Uh-uh. It don't work like that. No UFO came to visit Mary. It's an angel did in full form. That's coming from pseudo scientists and pseudo reporters and so forth. They got books out there. War in Heaven. Angel Wars. It's not about angel wars. It's bad angels versus bad angels with a Hollywood production on steroids. But what happens in the real war in heaven is that Satan and all his fallen angels are cast out of the second heaven and cast down upon earth by Saint Michael and his army of angels will be cast out. Second heaven will be cleaned out like Roto-Rooter. So when Jesus Christ comes down for Armageddon, no demon in hell is left in second heaven. It's all cleaned out by Michael and the archangels. There'll literally be a war in heaven between God's angels and Satan and his fallen angels, and will not be UFOs, the real one. And to really understand what's happening with this particular war in heaven, then you have to know that there's three heavens. And the Apostle Paul says he was taken up to third heaven, paradise, where he believed he encountered Jesus Christ supernaturally, possibly God the Father. He says he doesn't know if it was in his body or out of his body when he had this experience. Goes something like this. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. He's saying, I'm not going to brag. I'm not going to have pride in telling you this. This is what he's saying right here. He's saying, it is doubtless and not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Then he says, I know a man. He's talking about himself. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of body, I don't know. God knows, but such a one was caught up in the third heaven. He tells you right there. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. God knows how he got caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter, unquote. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. And you know, many people believe and hear that Paul was talking about himself and that he was the one who had this experience. So if this verse is telling us that there's a third heaven, then there must be a first heaven and a second heaven. If God and Jesus lived in the third heaven, and then the first heaven has to be our earth, the physical realm, with the vibrational characteristics of physical bodies. The vibration distinguishes it by 185,000 miles per second vibrational value. Follow me here. Let's have a little fun. You have Einstein's theory of relativity, right? E equals mc squared. Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. What they got us believing in the revelation of Einstein's theory of relativity is that the focus is travel, going the speed of light. They're getting you all to focus, layman, to focus on the c squared, speed of light. To travel. But the real focus of the Einstein's theory is the mass. That's something they kind of keep off the side. Why? Because they know the energy, life force energy, war. You got it? Electromagnetic energy, magnetism, these kind of things, CERN. Energy they have. That's a known factor. Is equal to the mass speed of light squared. So the speed of light squared is really talking about frequency of vibration. So in other words, to solve the mass, to change the mass, you increase the speed of light, the speed of frequency of vibration. With energy, you adjust and change the mass. Means the fallen angels can come into this realm and leave and go back. Or your bodies can retain a longer structure of living. This is deep. See, this is what they, how they tricky, very tricky in science and chemistry and biology. All the books, if you look at it, they just talk about, well, if you're in a, you know, a spacecraft and you go, you know, 106,000 miles per second, you come, everybody is aged 90 years and you've come back and all this stuff. They got all this stuff going on in quantum physics. What they're not telling you is this is to bring the fallen angels into this realm. It's alchemy. Frequency vibration. So if you increase the speed of light to 500,000 or 100 or 1 million miles per second, you increase the vibration, you're going to go to another dimension. Or you'll be able to adjust and change. How do you think that God, he can do this naturally, of course, translated Enoch from a live, physical, flesh and blood, bone body to one he brought up to heaven? Flesh and bone, not flesh and blood, can't operate anymore. He made him supernatural by translating. What does it mean by translating? Changing the frequency vibration of the body. Elijah and Enoch, that's how he did it. How did Jesus Christ in the physical form that could eat and he drank wine a little bit and he at the dinner and he ate food and he died on the cross? That's physical. That is physical. How did he walk on the water? Because he changed his physical vibration of his body structure to be able to do that. How did he go through the crowd and not be seen? You see how it works now? God can do that. Satan has tried to learn it. He doesn't have wisdom discernment. So he has to do it by trial and error and applies chemicals, formula, elements, algebra. But you see how it works? See, Satan can do this. He's got to attach figures to it. Quantum physics to be able to manipulate. He's got to use God's principles. But he's doing it by numbers, by equations, by what he's learned over eons, ages. God don't need all that stuff. He already knows what he's doing. But Satan does. It's called science. The periodic table. Satan has identified God's creation by numbers, factors, formulas to be able to manipulate it. And it's called alchemy. And those secrets are given to the Freemasons, but only enough to keep them enticed before they take their soul. Enough to make them feel like they're gods using alchemy just to pull them in before they take their soul. That's what's going on today. And I have so simplified it so massively. Family, we got to go, y'all. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to hit the ground running. And also let y'all know John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, plays our broadcast at highpointradio.net. www.highpointradio.net up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, y'all. And that's John Kirkler. We appreciate that, him doing that, and I've heard it several times up there. He does it randomly, our broadcasts and Bible studies. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and I've got archives there. If you do agree with what I say or whatever, spread them around for me, would you please? I don't sell anything. I don't buy anything. I just do my broadcast. I go about my happy little business when I'm at home and do whatever. Well, that whatever is researching. That's what I do. But in any case, that's all I do. I do it voluntary. I do it for nothing. I do it because I want to do it, and I'm done. I go back and I start over again. I've been doing it for 5 years. Granted, I know the second network, I was taking sponsors, but that's before I, made a boo-boo there. But you did have to have money back then to have airtime or something like that. And so I fell for that. It does pay the rent and electric bill and all that. But God takes care of me, so I don't want to do that anymore. I'm not doing that. I'm doing this for God. I'm doing it free. It costs me money to do this. Okay, that's it. That's my problem. And that's God's blessing if I get it. And it comes from him, nobody else. In different ways. I don't sell gold. I don't sell silver. I don't sell freeze-dried food. I don't sell ammunition. I don't talk about none of that stuff because I know it ain't going to work when it gets down to it. It's about your soul. It's about taking Jesus as Savior. You're going to run out of food. You're going to run out of ammo. You're going to run out of everything. But what you're not going to run out of is time when you become eternal. And that's eternal. And where are you going to spend it? And they don't have money, freeze-dried food in heaven. And they dadgum sure don't have it in hell. You want to go to heaven. And the only way through there is through Jesus Christ. Not some preacher, not some rabbi, not some pope. It's between you and Jesus Christ. And he's your intercessor. But let me tell you something. When he comes back in the clouds, when he comes back, and not in some silly UFO, when he comes back, he is no longer your advocate. He's your judge. So you better start making your plea right now. And don't you wait. Because it'll be too late then. He's left it open for you. It's your decision. That's between you and you. And then you go to God with it through Jesus Christ. I wouldn't be waiting around if I were you. You all have a good night and know that he died on the cross for you and he's there for you. And you have a way. There is a way and there's a hope. And I don't mean a hope. I hope it comes. The hope is already there. So y'all have a great night now. And know you're safe in the arms of Jesus. And I'll see y'all tonight at 8 o'clock. 8 to 9, Bible study. Tomorrow, if not, 4 o'clock. Hit the ground running again. Have a good night, and God bless. This is your watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.